time where the world is confronted with many difficulties, trials, and challenges, the glorious church must be revived to continue her mandate of possessing the nations with life-transforming truths that nourish the soul, ignite passion, and restore hope in the nations.
The glory of God is in the church. Jesus, who is accredited with signs and wonders, who performed miracles.
When Jesus entered the temple and there was corruption, he turned the tables around. Let's begin turning tables around.
It's a huge privilege and a huge responsibility to be an ambassador. If we are the ambassadors of Christ, then we must acknowledge his lordship.
Indeed, our world has questions, but the answers lie with the church. Our theme for this year, A Glorious Church Revived to Possess the Nations, seeks to deepen the focus of building a radiant church without spot, wrinkle, and blemish, whilst sparking a revival that there may be glory in the church. Welcome to Pentecost Hour, a religious broadcast by the Church of Pentecost. Pentecost Hour, God's living word to our dying world.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We are grateful to the mighty one for this space once again. We want to thank God for yet another opportunity to come your way. Now we have been looking at feeding the flock. And our pattern is Jesus Christ. I've tried to study how he fed the crowd when he was on earth. What we are dealing with now is the fact that it is the responsibility of the disciples to distribute the food. They committed what they had to him. He blessed it. He gave it back to them for distribution. It is that which has brought us to trying to examine what teaching is. Teaching is. Now we took example from the Apostle Paul last week. So we have started looking at what is teaching. And our example is the Apostle Paul. We have said that we aren't going to be technical so far as this session is concerned. But we will just follow the Apostle Paul. Because he is a great example of a teacher.
If he say, oh yeah, a church for Kesie.
Scripture says in Acts 17.
Now what Asmafo humanity do
from verse 1
to 2
and 3.
Asmafo humano itidun soon.
Let me start from Acts 20:20. You know that I have not hesitated to preach anything that would be helpful to you, but I've taught you publicly and from house to house.
And
so he was a teacher. He did that publicly and from house to house. Now, Acts 17, just to remind us of what we studied. Now, from verse 1. When Paul and his companions had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where there was a Jewish synagogue.
Now, we came to Amphipoli, any Apollonia, but Thessalonica, a horn and a Judah for Shia dying a war.
Now, the verse 2 says that as was his custom.
Now, in Chichemum, you know, said that Paul Lutayanum.
And this statement attests to the fact that he taught the congregation at any given opportunity.
Now, sir, say me, Eddie Adansi, say, Ochreche, a sorry man, Bribia Unyakwine.
As was his custom.
Now said there Paul Lutayan.
Paul went into the synagogue, and on the Sabbath days He reasoned with them from scripture.
Ọkọ wọn chen na ọtwe miensa ne wọn ji trensem no ho echinyi.
Explaining and proving that the Messiah had to suffer and rise from the dead.
Ọchirechire mu di ho adanse se etwa se Kristo no hunu amane.
This Jesus I'm proclaiming to you is the Messiah.
Na osori frebu fo mu na osi Yesu ameka ne ho asem yara ne Kristo no.
So I see that from this particular verse, verse 2, teaching is reasoning.
Enti me hun e won chiche mo to sumie nu ni se ye ka nchirechira aye se udi anu babae.
Then verse 3 says that explaining and proving.
Na chiche mu miensa ni se o chirechire mu na udi adanse ye.
In other places like Acts chapter 28 verse 23,
well, baby, it is as well for humanity. Edwin, what you chamber do you mean, son?
28:23. This is what the scripture says.
Saying as well for Paul,
they arranged to meet Paul on a certain day and came in even larger numbers to the place where he was staying.
Now, what share no dano, nipa bebre ban in chefakwa or tieho.
He witnessed to them from morning till evening.
Now, or chere won.
Explaining about the kingdom of God.
So you see that he says that
The scripture says he was explaining.
Now, in other
places, he will use reasoning.
But in Acts
19:8.
Now, as my phone humanity don't grow, it is a moment.
Please pay attention to this one. Paul entered the synagogue and spoke boldly there for 3 months.
Now, of course, Yadamu na odia kukudroka asemno abosomi miensa.
3 months.
Abosomi miensa.
He was very intense in what he was doing.
Na ojinemu chiribi wadienori yenu.
See, the difference between this man and us is the intensity of what he was doing.
Na ensonsi ada sao very many and term any.
Many of us have come into ministry. We say we are full timers, but we are not intense in what we are doing.
Yemupi aba sofu jume mwa yesi yenge juma yeye na ni asofu de nanso yemfa huodin pi enche de yeye.
Now we are not deep in the things of God.
Na yendo esuko ewoni eradin ni mamu.
For 3 months.
Bosome miensa.
For 3 months.
Abosome miensa.
Every Saturday.
Home de bia.
Scripture says he was arguing persuasively.
Natural ni say na oni won eji echinji.
About the kingdom of God.
Ah, efa osrahini yenu.
So that was what he was preaching.
Na nuna na osuma for Paul.
Preaching the kingdom of God.
Na oka onyami ahini yenu.
But here, he was arguing persuasively.
Na ehano na oni waji echinji ya ewana poso na poso.
He realized that the word arguing that has been introduced here is so different from the others.
Na yesha. Aha, echinjia waka wase mohano yesronko sen de waka twemu.
So if you follow him,
it is a wooden chair.
You want to say that in teaching,
obetumi aka se won chirechire mu no.
Teaching is reasoning with the congregation.
Ye betumi aka se enchirechire ani se woni nipa no dia no babae.
From scripture.
Every onyamia se.
We said last week that it is mental engagement.
Na ye ka se se woni adwene no edi kasubom.
Having your audience understanding in mind.
Se won krofo no on benya ntiasie e wo
wadwene. Showing an understanding.
Se wo chire ntiasie mu
of your audience position.
Ah wo hunu won a wo tie no wo gina bia.
Appealing but not talking at them.
So
you need coherent presentation. Because you have to reason with them. You have to engage them, their mind.
If you say,
and then what we just discovered, arguing persuasively.
And is
to present reason for your opinion.
And he said, "Uchira won dientia ujina de ujina."
Present some reason against the other's stance.
And now uchira won dientia utia de won ujina no.
Explaining, teaching is explaining.
In teaching, teacher, so he said, "Uchira chiremu
to make plain."
Say, "Uma emwada hopai."
To make clear.
Say, "Uma emwada
hopefe." To make plain.
Say, "Uma emwada hopai."
To make clear.
Say, "Uma emwada hopefe."
Render understandable.
Say, "Uma intiasiabem."
Or intelligible.
Ewo nimdiemu
to assign meaning to.
Or
to interpret.
And I said,
so when we are talking about teaching, we are saying that interpret scripture. Assign meaning to the word of God. And then fourthly, from the apostle Paul, we see that teaching is proving. That is to establish the truth or the genuineness of something. You have to by producing evidence to give demonstration by action. In teaching, we have to prove from scripture.
As I say, your future num edi adansiye.
Acts chapter 18, verse 28. Are we together? Yes. For he vigorously refuted the Jewish opponents in public debate, proving from the scriptures that Jesus was the Messiah.
Ebio no wotwe na ode na sem ka yudafo no gu obedwem enam kyerɛsem so kyerɛ pefe se Yesu ani Kristo no
proving from the scripture
ofri nyame sem di adanse
that Jesus was the Messiah
say Yesu ani Messiah no
so in preaching
eti wo nyame sem
no need to prove from scripture
as I say ofri nyame sem di adanse
proof from scripture
kyerɛ no mu ofri mu di adanse
your stance and your opinion
wadwene ani ugina bia
we are not just teaching people what we think.
And yes,
or what our teachers have told us.
And I said for
everything should agree with scripture. So you don't preach your opinion. You establish a proof from scripture. But we said sometimes. In teaching, you don't have to do much talking or any talking at all. You just have to demonstrate by action. And all arguments will be settled. So we said that miracles are important. The demonstration of the power of God is needful. It settles arguments. Elijah taught about the power of God on Mount Carmel. And the whole nation turned back to the Almighty God. Just that. And all of them came back. It was teaching enough. Now the argument was, who was disturbing the nation? Was it God Almighty Himself? God or Himself as His prophet? Or Baal and His prophets?
Now
let's go and settle it on Mount Carmel. And on Mount Carmel it was settled.
Now on Carmel
it was settled. We said that one act of a miracle is worth tons of preaching. One act of a miracle. It's about tons of preaching. Now we will have to look at the target of teaching.
The
target of teaching. Or the target of his teaching.
And I said, small for Paul,
because you have decided to follow him.
If he said,
in his teaching ministry.
So
the aim of his teaching was to persuade.
And he said,
not just convince, but to persuade. He was determined to dissuade them from their views and turn them to the way.
Not we see not dream pee. Say Obama won't have dinner as a cra everyone quan so now or the one baby see or quine also.
So we are saying that preaching to the apostle Paul was not just an act.
And to the case, Osma for Paul a family, and Chirachira no and yeah at the Yesu Yakeke.
But the kingdom battle acts.
Nemum a ye a him ye num no in tokwa a dream dead
to draw many to to Jesus Christ.
So when
we are preaching, we don't just have to be acting.
There are
some people who are great orators. Great communicators. So we go to school to learn all kinds of communication. They do good presentation. But preaching does not just end there. It is not just a presentation. It is not just an act. But a kingdom battle ask. Acts 14:15. Friends,
Merima,
why are you doing this? We too are only humans. Like you. We are bringing you good news. Telling you to turn from these worldly things to the living God.
May
the heavens and the earth
and
the sea and everything in them. So he is saying that in our preaching, we intend to turn you from these worthless things to the living God. So it's not just an act, but it is geared towards turning people from things that Paul will call worthless to
God.
Now let's listen to William Booth. Now, this was the founder of the Salvation Army. He once said, and I want to quote, "We are not sent to minister to a congregation and be content if we keep things going." There are some ministers who are caretakers. They don't disturb anyone. They always try to keep things going. And as long as things are going and it's calm, they think that they are doing the work of God. But this is what he said. Let's continue.
Okay.
We are sent to make war. To stop short of nothing, but the subjugation of the world to the sway of the Lord Jesus. William Booth. He's saying that we do not just preach, but we are called to move people from the other direction to that of Christ.
Now, and
for him, it is war. No wonder he was a founder of the Salvation Army. And I want to agree with him. We don't just preach. We don't just teach. We do so for verdict. We do so for decision. We do so for judgment.
That
when you are placed on the speaker's plan,
it is about
as a parent, when you gather your children around a morning devotion or evening devotion. Don't just go through scripture. Have some mind that the end of the day, there should be verdicts. There should be some decision. There should be some judgments. People should be swayed to the way of Christ. That is the essence of teaching. Just like it happened on the day of
Pentecost.
When the people heard the message, scripture says they were cut to the heart. And they said to Peter and the other apostles, brothers, what shall we do? We have to preach for verdict. Preach for verdict. Because we have to move people from where they are to the way of Christ.
If you say Yehim Krofo, every baby I war eba ebesi on yam.
Our message is supposed to depopulate hell.
As I say, Yenyam Sam Kano et sinipa echo hell as
and destroy all hellish thoughts.
Na say hell ajuni bia.
It has to result in the renewal of the mind. See, it must bring transformation. That was Paul's target. Scripture says in Acts chapter 18, verse 4. Every Sabbath, he reasoned in the synagogue, trying to persuade Jews and Greeks. Trying to persuade. Every Sabbath, when he enters the synagogue, he does not just go through scripture. But he tries to persuade.
Because
them not just to change their mind, but to change their ways. To persuade is to try to prevail on a person.
And he said, "Obeba modern said Nipano ebeji dia wakanatum
to do something.
Ama wa yebribi.
This is to cause a change of stance.
Yea, etumi ma Nipani sakra ni jinabia.
See, sometimes you talk and talk and people are convinced.
Etodebia wakasa kasa ma Nipa to mijitum.
Or you speak and speak somebody and people say that is a good teacher.
Na wuchirachira ma Nipa kasa ah we or yuchirachira for papa.
But if they don't move."
Nancy said, "Wanchi wonho."
Away from where they are standing. You have convinced them. But you have not persuaded them. You have not persuaded
them.
Acts 19, verse 8 downwards. Are we together? Please. Paul entered the synagogue and spoke boldly there for 3 months, arguing persuasively about the kingdom of God. Arguing persuasively about the kingdom of God. Acts 28:23. They arranged to meet Paul on a certain day. And came in even larger numbers to the place where he was staying. He witnessed to them from morning till evening. Explaining about the kingdom of God. And from the law of Moses.
And from the prophets.
He tried to persuade them about Jesus. He tried. He tried. So preaching is to do something. He tried to persuade them. Acts 19:26. And you see and hear this fellow Paul has convinced and led astray large numbers of people here in Ephesus and in practically the whole province of Asia. He says that the gods made by human hands are no gods at all.
Namuhunu na motise enye Ephesus hanko enerek na erekamia ye esie nyina na Paulo yi etu enkrofo bebre aso adane won ani kase anyame a.
Now here I'm interested in he has convinced and
na,
led astray.
Now aha the hear me say or say or ka asem ato asun na fe wadane won ani
large numbers
in Krofukupi.
See, he didn't just convince them
and yes or ka asem to asun keke,
but he moved them away.
Nemom odane won
ani, and that is what I will say persuade.
Na eno na me me kan say wuti won.
Move them away. Preaching is just not an act. It is the opening of the eyes of the unbelieving world, as well as Christians. Preaching preaching or teaching is the opening of eyes.
Na ye kan chira chira na nyamsam kan ani se wo bue onipa ni.
Acts 26.
Asma fo nyuma no tie duo nunsia.
Verse 16.
Inchiche mu dunsia.
Acts 26:16.
Asma fo nyuma no tie duo nunsia inchiche mu dunsia.
Now get up.
Now, so original.
And stand on your feet.
So original one answer.
I have appeared to you to appoint you as a servant and as a witness of what you have seen and will see of me.
Na ye inti, ena mi yi mi hume chire wo, se me yi u ma ye wo, ni o ma, we hu mi humu, eni di emirbe ya chire wo no humu adansye.
Verse 17.
Eche mu dunso.
I will rescue you from your own people and from the Gentiles. I'm sending you to them.
Na meji wo me free o man no ni amana mana meresuma wo won chain no nsem.
Now so here the apostle Paul is going out there as a witness.
Nisi hano osomafo Paul e pue akọ se dansini.
Revelation is progressive.
E di ye e woni ni di so.
Now let me just go back a bit.
Ma min san me chi kakra.
So we are saying that teaching is the opening of eyes. Let me look at the opening of eyes of the unbeliever. Acts 26:17. I will rescue you from your own people and from the Gentiles. I'm sending you to them. Verse 18. To open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light. So you open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God.
So that
they may receive forgiveness of sins
when you're born in fache
and a place among those who are sanctified by faith.
Any japadia wonga wodi jia waji media no to.
So his teaching and his preaching was targeted at opening eyes. The eyes of those who have been blinded by the enemy. But it's not just limited, the opening of eyes, not just limited to the unbeliever. Acts 26:16. This is a message from Jesus to Paul. He was just repeating it to the hearers. Now get up. And stand on your feet. I have appeared to you to appoint you as a servant and as a witness of what you have seen. One. And will see of me.
See,
revelation is progressive. We need to keep following hard after him.
As I say,
with the intention of knowing him better. So Apostle Paul's his eyes has been opened. But he says that what you have seen of me,
and will
continue to see. So at the time when he was saying, I want to know him, he was still praying that God keep on opening my eyes. So you cannot say that I'm a Christian and I've arrived. I pray that your eyes of understanding will be enlightened, that you will know him better. So we need to follow hard after him. Because there are a lot that he has to continue to reveal to us.
And
at this juncture, we will look at effective teaching. Effective teaching. So the target of teaching is to persuade. Cause people to change their stance to the way of Christ. It is the opening of eyes. Now, what about effective teaching? Effective teaching is primarily dependent upon who the teacher is. Because teaching is the outflow of life. Good teachers live in the word they teach. Because the teacher, like the Apostle Paul, is to be a witness of what he has seen and heard.
If we say or church no, said no small for politiano, as I say, or yeah, or dancing ni a what de wati anywhere who know.
Or what he knows.
And I said the onim no.
The teacher is supposed to be a witness.
As I say, or church no a yeah or dancing
of what he has seen.
Efa dear wehu.
What he has heard.
Dear wati.
Or what he knows.
And
so if he has to be an effective teacher,
it is as I saw your church for papa.
He has to be a witness of what he teaches.
As I said, or yet dear or church no who dancing.
Now who is a witness?
Why no dancing?
Please listen to me closely.
Me pacho muntie me deeper.
I'm not a lawyer.
Me nye imranim for.
But I'll teach from scripture.
Now so me church if you nyamia say
what I have found in scripture. So I want my friend lawyers to follow closely. A witness is someone who has seen a situation. Who knows it. And can prove it.
No, obetu me di hua dance ye.
A witness is someone who has seen a situation.
O dance ni any oni pa we hu tibia bi.
Who knows it.
Na onim.
And can prove it.
Na obetu me di hua dance
ye. You see, in Acts 26:16 again, if what? You have to read.
Asuma fo nyuma no etiedu enu sia cheche mudu sia.
Jesus is telling Paul.
Yesu e kache Paulo.
Now get up.
Say, I feel sorry.
And stand on your feet.
Nejira wonanso.
I have appeared to you. I have appeared to you to appoint you as a servant and a witness of what you have seen and will see of me.
Na ye ntina mi yi me ho me kire wo se me yi o ma ye wo ni o ma wo hu wo mi mu ani de mi be yi ma kire wo hu hu mu somfo ani dansini.
Here I will not dwell on the servant.
Ha no men ka somfo ho asem.
I'm paying attention to the witness.
Na ha de imagine that dansini no so.
Because for one to be an effective teacher,
it is o bibe tumi aye kire kire for papa.
He must be an embodiment of what he teaches.
As I say ono ara ejina ho ma de ono a kire kire.
I'm saying that a witness is someone who has seen a situation.
Now the American say, "Or dancing in your beer,
who knows it?
Now on him
and can prove it.
Now over to me, do you want dance here?
Two young men, fought and they were apprehended. Three people offered to be a witness for one of them.
Yet
they needed to select one. So they organized them and they started asking simple questions. Yes, to the three of them. Did you see them fight? The first one said yes. The second one said yes. The third one said yes. So that was the first question. Shall I tell you the second question? If you have itchy ears. Do you know why they fought? First one said, no.
So they
say, stand and say. The third one said, yes. And then he explained, he gave them the reason. Then the third one also said, yes. He also gave the same reason as the second. So by the second question, they have effectively eliminated one. Because a witness is someone who has seen. So by the first question, they all qualify. But the witness should also be someone who knows. So by the second question, the first one is effectively disqualified. You need only one witness. The third question. Hey, so let's bring the third question. Can you prove the genuineness of what you are saying? That you actually saw and you know? Can you prove the genuineness? This one went straight to the second person. He said, was shaking their head. Scratching their head. What they asking? What is your proof? So, okay, say it, stand aside. And this same question went to the third person. He said, yes. See, he has a cut on the forehead. That time, there was a plaster covering it.
Na sabre no na wa de plaster afam so.
He says, do you see this? When they were fighting, I attempted to separate them.
And
this is the resource.
Na ye any nearby.
So okay.
See, oh, and
this man has a proof.
We over dancing.
So the first one is gone.
Odi
the second one has been
eliminated.
So they take the third one.
And our power, they
because he didn't just see.
And yes,
he did not just know.
And yes, na onimko.
He has a proof in his body.
Na fedia over dancing.
So we will take you to be a witness. So. For effective teaching,
it is said,
one does not just narrate what he or she has seen, or what he or she knows, but he should be able to prove it. And the most effective way of proving a point,
to demonstrate, or to show
the genuineness of what you have said, is to have a testimony in your flesh. Let me support this by scripture. You see, in John chapter 20, from verse 24, when Jesus appeared to the disciples after the resurrection, Thomas was not there.
Now,
when Thomas joined them later, he argued against the fact that they saw him. Then he says, unless I see
him,
I want to see the marks on his hand. I want to feel the palm. For I saw him die.
Now
Jesus was not there. See, this is why I trust the Holy Ghost.
And
that is why me, I like Holy Ghost more than Holy Spirit. And that is for me. You see, the man was not there. But he heard the conversation. And later on, he waited. When Thomas joined them, then he appeared without opening any door. This is ghost. You see, I mean, I believe you, Holy Ghost. He's the holiest of all the ghosts. He knows what is happening. So when we say the Holy Spirit is with you, it is like Jesus, how he appeared after the resurrection. He doesn't need to open doors. Then when he just entered, said Thomas, come and feel my palm. Check my side. Then Thomas looked at him
and
said, my Lord and my God. Now,
you
see, Thomas was an apostle.
Thomas, no, you're for.
But unless we get to the point where we can prove, many will not change. And Jesus is saying that the evidence is in my flesh.
And Jesus say, Adansi dia no ewo mini pedwem.
Feel it.
Fanzaka.
See it.
Share.
See, we act to be an embodiment of what you teach. The evidence should not be in your degree. It must be in your flesh.
Degrees are good. It
will
end
us nothing. If you don't have proof in our flesh,
you
need to live out the word of God.
You
see, 1 John chapter 1, verse 1. This is my friend John.
Madam for Yohani.
Great exposist of the scripture.
Ah, otumi papa nyamiase muye.
That which was from the beginning.
Which
we have heard. Which we have seen with our
eyes.
Now listen. That which was from the beginning.
Now
he's talking about Jesus.
Now,
you remember that he said the same thing in the gospel. In the beginning was the word.
So you say that
which was from the beginning. Which we have heard. Which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at, and our hands have touched.
Now
look at the progression.
He
said that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, that is distant away, which we have seen with our eyes, still a bit distant. And he said, which we looked at.
No, said
so they have gotten close. And they didn't end there. He said, we have touched with our hands. That is the proof. This we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared. We have seen it and testify of it. And we teach of the eternal life, which was with the Father, and has appeared to us. Look at verse 5. This is the big one. Now because he has the proof, look at his conclusion. This is the message we heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him, there is no darkness at all. God is light. In him, there is no darkness at all. There is nothing gray in his mind. God is light. Because he has a proof.
If it's our one dance here,
he is light. He's not confused as to who God is.
Because
he heard it.
If he, said,
he saw it. He looked at it. He touched it.
So
God is light.
So,
in him there is no darkness at all. Teaching is most effective when the teacher is the embodiment of the message he preaches or teaches. For Ezra has devoted himself to the study and observance of the law. And then to teaching it. So he devotes himself. He studies. It becomes part of him. Then he teaches. Effective teaching. We will do well when we are the expression of what we teach. We should therefore strive to be the express image of Christ. You see, Christ is the express image of God. And for many of us, we are just comfortable saying that we are ambassadors of Christ. If we are really representing him, then we should be the express image of Christ. The word
Asemno
and the Savior we profess.
Asemno
are we together? This was what Jesus meant when he said, you will be my witnesses.
Albert Schweitzer
has noted that there are three ways of teaching a child. The The first is to be an example. The second is to be an example. And the third is to be an example.
Yeah.
So there's three ways to teach a child.
The
first is by example. The second is by example. And the third is by example. If you take the congregation for our children, the best way to teach them is to be an example. 1 Peter 5. From verse 1.
Petro ume edikai eti enum.
Verse 1. To the elders among you, I appeal as a fellow elder and a witness of Christ's suffering.
Mia miyer openimbi ni Christo amenihunhun dansifono enunyemua.
Who also will share in the glory to be revealed.
A waribeyi no edie no fafaso.
Now be shepherds of God's flock. That is under your care, watching over them. Not because you must, but because you are willing. As God wants you to be. Not pursuing dishonest gain, but eager to serve. Now the big one. Not lording it over those entrusted to you. But being examples to the flock. Romans 2. I want all of us to pay attention to this last scripture that I want to
take.
And from verse 17, if you like, we want to read together. Wherever you are, if you want to stand, I'll appreciate if you stand. If you can, if you cannot, don't worry. And let us read together. I'll try to lead you to read. Now you, if you call yourself a Jew, if you rely on the law and boast in God. Now, okay, so we read from here.
Now say, wofre wo yudeni, wofre wo yudeni, na wode wo hotre emra,
if you are convinced that you are a guide for the blind, a light for those who are in the dark, verse
19.
Uh-huh. And a light to those who are in the dark, an instructor to the foolish, a teacher of little children, because you have in the Lord the embodiment of knowledge and truth. Many of us profess to be Christians, and at our workplaces, we say that we have the word, we go to church. He's saying that if you want to do, if you think that you are an opener of the eyes of the blind,
He says,
you then who teach others, do you not teach yourself? You who preach against stealing, do you steal? You who say that people should not commit adultery, do you commit adultery? You who abhor idols, do you rob temples? You who boast in the law, do you dishonor God by breaking the law? And then the last one is, but it's quite sad. As it is written, God's name is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you. Many of us say we are Christians. We go to our workplaces and we are people don't see that Christianity. We say we are teachers. But we don't live it.
And so, as
a result, the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles. Those in the choir. You always come before us and sing. You sing words. You teach us through your me. And today, all such people are called ministers. Do you live out what you sing? The Bible study leader.
Bible study for
my sister. Single parent. What is the example you are showing your children? For us to possess nations, we need to be an embodiment of what we teach. I want you to lift up your hands wherever you
are.
We need to get deeper than we have been doing. Pastors, apostles, prophets, we are not just called to be supervisors of policies. We need to express Christ in our day-to-day lives. So that because of us, the name of God will be praised, not blasphemed. Shall we pray together? I want us to go before God in prayer. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Rabo Satenda Bakiriando Mosonde.